Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to be back. We took a break last week, and I'll be honest with you right up front. I may or may not be here next week because after this show, I have to go put up some hurricane shutters, okay? Yes, I am in the cone of uncertainty for that Category 3 Dorian down in Florida, so just keep that in mind. I'm here now because I do have power, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to really enjoy this show because we'll probably be cleaning up next week, so I'm planning to be here, but if I'm not, that would be why, and I just want everybody to know we're going to be a little busy here. So what are we talking about today? We have a new moon that's coming in August 30, which is tomorrow, in Virgo, and that's going to really bring in some energy to start off September energy. And I tapped in with the angels about what can we expect, and I found it very comforting to do my research and my homework for this show and just connecting with the angels on the show, especially with what I have going on. It feels like a chaotic situation, but at the same time, I feel so much peace and serenity. I just feel okay. I don't even know how to explain that. So that's the part that I love about having angels in my life personally. Whenever I just feel like, okay, keep me together. Well, I don't want to go freaking out. They just bring what I need. They keep me grounded, centered, focused. They just let me know, you got this. You're going to do fine. And I'm sharing that with you because we all have different things that we go through. And I'm very, very thankful. I have a lot of gratitude that they're in my life on a daily basis. And there it goes. I'm getting all the warnings from my local officials to do this and do that. Okay, I thought I had it all turned off. All right. Here's what's going on with the Virgo. Virgo is a very organized type of energy. Virgo is like, get your affairs in order. Get your priorities straight. Get yourself grounded. Get centered. Get focused on what really matters, and, you know, get the stuff out of the way, declutter what is just causing you to get distracted or get in the way or, you know, keep you from attaining your goals. Ultimately, you want to be connected to your soul, your goals there, your inner truth. So when you align your inner truth and work with the Virgo energy, which is interesting for this new moon because it's a new beginning, you now have what I call a focused intention, because intention is a thought that you are focusing, and that leads to manifesting in your life. And I love that because it's a focused intention that you're grounded, you're present. So this is all about being present and being, not doing. I know I say that ironically, because when I'm getting done here, I got to go do a lot of things. But it's a being present. Be be present in your life. Make sure you're there, that you're paying attention, that you're listening, that you hear other people speaking to you or asking or reaching out, and vice versa. Are you being heard? It clarifies where you need to bring the harmony in your life. So I like this one because it brings a calming effect. So I had two angels come in primarily for this show. Archangel Michael, of course, and he comes in for pretty much everything. But most light workers or people that do what I do are going to be working with Michael on a daily basis anyway, and Raphael, but also Archangel Shamuel. And I love that one because Shamuel always represents a very calm, soft pastel type of yellow to me. And brings in one step at a time. Don't overload or overwhelm yourself. Just stay focused, stay grounded, and you've got one step at a time and you'll do each step well. So I like that one for this because when you're organizing and getting your priorities straight, when you're setting up, okay, where am I going with this? The one step at a time approach is really good, especially when you feel scattered and pulled in a million different directions. You can feel overwhelmed very, very quickly, and then your anxiety sets up, and then you don't get anything done very well because you're too spread out in too many directions. So the one step at a time makes perfect sense to me, which I'm asking for that intention and applying. So I like that. So you're looking with this new moon to put some intention out there, like, where do I need to make some changes or adjustments in my priorities? So these are things that you would ask yourself individually. Each person would ask, because everybody might be in a different place. And, you know, when you're reflecting on who, what, where you spend all your energy, and how do you feel after you've spent that energy in that area of life? Do you feel ready to keep going? Do you feel uplifted? Do you feel drained? Does it feel like it's not going anywhere? Does it just feel like it's pulling and not balanced? You're looking for things like that. This energy is very good for that. Michael is aligning a lot with the energy here, with where we have a strong influence of what is Aries energy or Mars energy, which is a very go get it done, be proactive. And it's interesting because you have this being, be present energy, but you're going to be proactive and get things done. It's kind of a nice combination, actually. Instead of just steamrolling all over everything, you know, smashing whatever's in the way and going, you're going to be organized, you're going to be structured, you're going to have a plan, you know, and you're going to be grounded, you're going to be aware, you're going to be, you know, in the game. So I like that. I like that a lot. It's also a great energy for starting something that you've been wanting to start, because you'll have, your mind will be in a good place for it. You'll be organized mentally for that. So I like this energy a lot for this upcoming month of September. And even though the world around you is a little chaotic here and there, I get it. I know. You can find the inner peace and you can find the inner clarity and know exactly where you're going to be, what you want to do, how you want to make some decisions in your life and move forward. So that's the topic of the show today. That's what we're going to be talking about. I want to say hello to everyone joining us in the video live chat over on my YouTube channel. Hello to David, Shadana and then Donna, Maddie, Judy, and Jules. Hello, guys. It's great to see you there. It's wonderful to be with you guys. And it looks like David's in a writing frenzy. That's awesome. Frenzy clarity. You got this. You know you got to jump on that, right? Whenever you feel that flow, just go. He's writing. Let's see. Thank you for the prayers coming my way. Thank you, guys. By the way, remember a couple of weeks ago when I talked about Archangel Uriel? That's a wonderful angel to work with when you want a little help with weather and natural things going on. It can help with that, help you get through things like that. So don't think I haven't already reached out to Archangel Uriel. And he came into me very strong a couple of weeks ago. I also, just so they let me know that they're there, found a beautiful feather right at my front door. They're letting me know they're watching over. So I do feel the presence and the support. I have wonderful neighbors too. So I want to say thank you and a big shout out to my beautiful neighbors out there. So here we are. Oh, Melbourne. Hey, you're getting ready too, aren't you? Hi, Janet. Yeah, she's in my neighborhood. So she's probably getting busy too. So we, you know what? Don't forget, sometimes these types of situations bring people together in a beautiful way. We never want to see anybody go through tough things. And, you know, life is life here on earth. But you know what? It also brings such a beautiful side of humanity out. And I have been feeling that, felt it all morning already. So it's a beautiful thing. So here's the deal. When you are going into the new moon energy, which is tomorrow, ask yourself a couple of questions. First off, I want to go into that, and then I'm going to move more into the September energy. Ask yourself these questions tomorrow, because that new moon's tomorrow. Where am I spending my energy? Is it a who, what, when, where? Is it a why? Why am I doing it? Who is it? What? Where is it? What is it? Ask those W questions to yourself. Where am I spending my energy? And then make a checklist a little bit. How am I feeling with it? How do I feel? How do I feel with that energy? Am I feeling good? Am I feeling like I'm in alignment with my purpose? Okay. A lot of people are always asking, hey, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Your purpose? The whole purpose is the journey one step at a time as well, but always that constant learning. And you know, the different things that we do are not necessarily our identity. It would be what you're doing in that moment, in that present time, on your journey, which is the purpose of all the growth that we do here. Bottom line, if you had to put it in a nutshell, our sole purpose is to grow as a soul while we're here on this earth, going through the things that we experience here on earth. And that would be it right there. So this energy that is coming through is going to really bring grounded clarity to make decisions and go, you know what? I need to tweak where I'm putting my energy. This is what the new moon is going to do. You're going to feel, yeah, that's really supporting me. This not so much. And it's not just about what's going to support you. It's a give and take. It's like, if you're putting energy out, is it balanced? Does it feel balanced, or does it completely drain you, or does it completely lift you? Because when we're doing helping another, or being of service to our communities, or, you know, we're giving, it should feel balanced, because giving feels good and you feel lifted. You may or may not physically or literally get something in return from that, but you do feel lifted. See, that's an energy that I'm talking about. Or do you feel completely drained or taken advantage of, or, you know, all that? So we really want to move away from the negative aspects of life at this point, because positive living, they're starting to put out, I saw reports coming out, and we've known this for years in metaphysics now, come on. Positive living, positive thinking directly affects your health in a positive way. Okay. So if, you know, to me logically is, yeah, okay, then I'm going to think positively and I'm going to try to find something positive out of whatever challenge I might be going through. Whatever I may be going through, I want to live the most and the fullest and learn what I can and grow from it. I appreciate and have gratitude for the little things. And, you know, when you do that, it just brings more of that in. Metaphysically speaking, like attracts like. Whatever we believe is what we receive, not what we want so much, but what we believe. So I'm going to take the quick break. If you guys are joining us in the live chat on the YouTube channel, it's Jen Royster. If you want to join us, thank you. We're also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So thank you to Transformation Talk Radio. That is on my two Facebook pages as well. And if you're listening to our audio, we want to welcome you. We have a lot of new listeners that are coming in, and I appreciate each and every one of you. We're in our 10th season now, so we've been going for a little while. And when I have to miss a week like I did last week, you know, I really miss you guys. So I was glad to be here this week. So hopefully next week, we'll see. If not, it should be after that. But I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start really diving in a little bit more into the September energy and the angel messages that have come through with Michael and Archangel Shamuel. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to start diving in now. And I wanted to address quickly over in the chat. I see Jules is saying she's a Virgo. So this is your kind of vibration, isn't it? And she spent the last 2 weeks decluttering. This is the second time she's heard decluttering today. So still more to go. Glad to see she's on track. Absolutely. Actually, all of us could do a little bit of that, you know, the restructure, the reorganization. And that's what this energy brings. So that's really awesome to read. And I wanted to share that one. Now, August had a lot of energy. It had a lot of good energy to really start moving because we're moving into a new way of life now. I mean, it's really shifted for the second half of 2019. It's really getting us ready for 2020, right? And, you know, there was a lot going on in August energy, but it was really setting us up now, okay? It was setting us up for where we are now. Now we go, okay, now I'm going to structure, get organized, and I'm going to make some decisions and start moving forward. Some of you, I would feel that you probably already are, but you will feel that it's a grounded, calm. It'll feel quiet, calm, grounded. You'll feel more internalized because your inner focus will be more, you'll be drawn in. You'll be focusing on, okay, where's my list? Where am I going with this? That's okay. You do it, right? You do it. Now, we're bringing all of that. And so you have all of these inner truths about you. You're lining up with that. And then what happens with this energy is it's bringing you back to where you're grounded back into earth, but you're bringing it back into your life. So you've gone inward, you've looked at that list, you've gotten structured, organized, decluttered, all that. And a lot of that is the mind clutter too, the mental thinking clutter. And maybe, you know, spiritually, where are you with that? Maybe it's your health. Health will take a priority. Health in all ways, not just physical, maybe mental, maybe spiritual health, maybe all of it. The balance, remember, the entire year is a mind, body, spirit, soul balance of all of it working together harmoniously. This is an energy of harmony in action. I absolutely loved that for the show when I was looking, because you have a lot of action and a lot of things you're putting in place, and you're making choices, you're getting organized, but it's harmonious. And to me, that gave a huge sigh of relief. And so when I asked Archangel Michael about that, he was saying, he goes, this will feel like you're doing quite a bit. You'll be busy, but you won't be overwhelmed. You won't be worn out. It will feel good. It will feel calm. How pleasant does that sound? I was very drawn to that, because you have all these things that just feel like you're running in circles and you're pushing hard to get things done, where this energy just, you know what? I have big dreams. I have big visions of what I want to do with my life. I want to see where I'm spending my time. Am I going in that direction? That's where this goes. And he said, and you want to pay attention and take it a little bit deeper. This is where he said, how are you spending small sections of your day? Like, how many minutes of your day do you do one activity or the other? Look at how you're spending your day. Break it down into detail. I went, oh, wow, that's getting structured and organized. But it made sense. It made sense, because you can find, you know, if you think of accounting, it's like that. You're looking for where money's draining out of your account, or where you're, you know, you need to tighten the budget. You're looking for where things are, you know, where you're losing pennies or dollars. You're doing the same thing with your energy here. Where are you spending your energy down to the minutes in a day? So you look at your daily life and look at those minutes. I went, that's great. Because Michael's saying, that's where you want to go and get some structure and get some awareness and, you know, like, hey, you know, be honest with yourself, because you're looking at your inner journey. You're looking at that inner truth of what you truly want to do. Then when you see like, oh, wow, I'm spending way more time watching TV, or I'm spending more time thinking about doing something, but not actually applying myself and taking action. Okay. And that it's like you're being present. You are being present. You're here. You're in grounded presence, but you're going to be taking action. So it sounds like they're contradicting themselves, but no, they're not. You're being present and fully aware, fully grounded in the moments of your day, in the moments of the day. When he wanted me to take you deeper that way and go into the finer details of your daily life, it all made so much sense, because a lot of time is wasted, honestly, for a lot of people. And you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we realize, yeah. And then sometimes you'll just think about things that you want to do and you never actually take action. You never take action because you're afraid you don't know what you're doing, or you're afraid it won't work. And that's just fear locking you up, right? We don't get anywhere. Some of the best things in the world to do is to take some sort of action and try. And if it didn't work, come back and go, okay, let me try something else. That's what successful people do. The ones that really get things done, that really find a way to make it work, have probably failed several times before they got it to work. So don't be the perfectionist that just sits and doesn't do anything because you don't want to do it wrong. Don't do that to yourself. That would be wasting to me personally. That's what I see as a waste. So I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that, because this energy helps us get organized on be present, be clear on that truth and where we want to go. So once you look at, okay, I'm looking at the minutes of my day, where can I clear out some clutter? Where can I manage some time? Because here's what happens. We want to do all these things in our day, but we never have enough time because of all the other minutes that are being spent on something else. So you want to really look at that and go, I could take some time here and move it over. And then I've opened up a spot of an hour where I can do something that I've been really wanting to start. Okay. Sometimes you got to sit down, and that's what Virgo energy is like. This is why I'm suggesting and bringing it up this way, because Virgo energy will work like this, kind of secretarial. You sit down, you have a plan, you have your calendar. And it's like, okay, this many hours of the day or minutes of the day, I'm doing this. I could reduce that down, and then it opens up some more time where I can implement something I've been wanting to start, I've been wanting to do. It might be something for your healthcare. It might be an exercise. It might be that you want to start changing the way you eat and making your meals differently, which would require some time to adjust to a new routine, right? Where's your priorities? That's what Virgo's about. Where's the priority? What am I doing with my time? What can I do differently or more efficiently? So this is a time management for your energy adjustment. And it's beautiful because it doesn't feel overwhelming. It feels refreshing. And I feel that a lot of you will really relate to that if you just took a few minutes. Take a few minutes out of that time, right? And look at how you're spending your day. I mean, we all get into our routines and we all have our daily things that we do. And we also want to make sure that there's time in that day for our self-care, that there's time in that day for, you know, our health, that we're eating properly, that we're having time to meditate. Meditation is another one that Shamuel and Michael brought up for this. Very important, very important. The meditations have been pretty much a priority anyway, and they become more at the forefront when we are restructuring, because this is a be present, grounded energy, which is what you do when you're meditating. One of the things in meditation is being present, being in your now, not fretting about the past, can't do anything about it, not worrying about the future. It hasn't happened yet. That doesn't mean you don't plan and you do your best to have a plan, but don't get caught up in the fear of a future before it's even happened. So you see, but you have a plan. For example, I'll use myself as an example. Okay. We have a hurricane plan here we have going on. So for the next 2 days, we're going to be busy, hurricane ready. Okay. But I'm not going to sit and fret about things and, you know, as it comes through. It's just more, like have your plan and you do your best. And then, you know, you stay in your present. You stay in your present. So I'm also shielding up. So we're going to keep the good vibes going on. I'm celebrating life. So I've been through a lot of those, by the way. I've grown up in the Southeast along the coast with hurricanes. So guys, just know that. Oh, know that, okay? This isn't something brand new for me. The magnitude of this one might be a little bit, but this one's kind of big. But we are planning. We're doing a structured plan here. So that's what I'm saying to you. So in your life, you have a plan. If you didn't have a plan or you didn't do anything proactive to be organized or structured and feel like you're grounded and you, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Yeah, that's where Virgo is going to help you a lot. Some people just don't, they don't focus, or they struggle with focus, or you have the attention thing going on. Let this energy and let the angels help you with that, because sometimes a meditation, like an active meditation, can help when you struggle with that. I can't get focused. My mind just won't sit still for 2 seconds, you know, that kind of energy, then do a walk or do something active, clean your house. You know, I like to go to the easel and paint or write or something like that, but just do an activity and allow that brain to dump that excess thought energy out, and it will help you a lot. Virgo will help you with that. So if you are looking to settle into something here, you really want to bring something new into your life, you really want to change something or start something new, this will really help you. This will help you because you're going to have a plan. You won't feel like you're in the dark or scattered. So everybody understands what being present means, I think, because that is a lot of law of attraction talk right there. Because if you think about it, we can only do anything about whatever's going on in our now. You can't do anything about past, future, right? So everything's about your now, which is being present and grounded in your now. Don't miss where you are right now. That's the whole point of that. Okay? Because where your thoughts are is what we, how we create our tomorrow. So that's what that is with manifesting. Now, starting, let's see, where else was I going with that? Let's see. Oh, I already said that part. So in the, now I'm going to move over into a couple of special dates that are in September. That was the first week or so of September with that new moon energy. But in the second week, there's a couple of numerology days. Okay. First one is September 9. That would be a 9-9 day. That's considered pretty important with creation. It's kind of the final. It's a vibration that you reflect. It's whole. It's a connection. It's a completion because you go 0 to 9 and then you start all over. So it's a completion because we're completing what we've been working on this whole year. It's just a completion of that. The next one is September 11. And I'm not talking about events that have happened in history, you know, with that date. It's more about, it's an activation of healing and light workers. Okay. That's what it is in numerology is what I'm saying. It wakes things up. So if you feel things around those numbers, you know, if you're seeing numbers like that, I noticed that, let's see, we did a show 2 weeks ago and a lot of people were seeing a lot of power numbers there. So if you're seeing numbers like this, they're not negative at all. That's just where we are. And then in numerology, if you were to look at what your personal number was for the year or that month, that would be something you'd have to do in your numerology search to go, because everybody would have a different number. You want to look and see where it's going with your lessons for that. Where is it taking you? Now, on September 13th, there's a full moon, and that one's in Pisces, and that's a more emotional, sensitive sign. Pisces is very, you know, it just feels. Pisces feels. So that full moon could be feely, you know, you could feel that one more, more emotion, more sensitive. You might want to feel that one more a lot. You just know that you're going to probably, if you have moon energy that you feel, and that's not negative. It can really be a very strong Pisces. Pisces helps spiritual connection too. I mean, it really, if you're working on your intuition, it could be very heightened around that full moon. So be aware of that. And embrace the growth that you're ascending into with your energy. So that is part of, as we're growing and ascending and connecting with our spiritual gifts, these opportunities help us fine-tune them. So I see them as like, oh, that's awesome. It'll be easier. You'll feel the creativity. You'll feel like you're picking up on things more. Your intuition will be very heightened around something like that. So just know that. Then we have Saturn. Okay, Saturn on the 18th of September is going to go back direct, not retrograde anymore. Yay. I know Saturn's been kind of a strong discipline planet. And so that one could be very pivotal for everybody, a very turning point moment, so somewhat. And just know that you know, things are aligning for you to really catapult into a whole new life. And so if you feel like things were just sitting and then things were just sitting and then things were just moving and maybe they, yes, they were, or no, they weren't. And now all of a sudden you just, it's all you can do to keep up with how much is changing. That's where Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel, will come in again, one step at a time, to keep you from being overwhelmed, because the changes are taking you into your new way of life. The changes are going to help you grow and see things differently that you may have never seen before. Every time we go through something, whether it's positive, negative, challenge, whatever, there's opportunity to grow and learn. There's opportunity to heighten and deepen the awareness that we have in our consciousness. And if my goal is to live a 5D life, fifth dimensional life, I strive every day to make decisions from that mindset, to make choices from that mindset. And sometimes I know that a lot of people are doing that, but at the same time, it can feel challenging when you have a 3D world all around you and it just feels like it's just knocking over everything you try to do. It's not, unless you believe that it is. So that's right in here, guys. And that would be something to organize. Like, am I putting my thoughts, am I putting too much energy into what is upsetting me out there? Okay. That's where you, Michael comes back in. Let's cut that cord. You don't need to be wasting your energy on all those things that are happening out there that you really can't do anything about. You can do what you can do a lot right here within yourself. So those are the things that are so powerful. And September is looking to be a very powerful month, but a very calm and grounded month. And I love it because lots of things are going to just start to open up and go, the aha moments, like, oh my gosh, now I get it. You know, now I'm seeing that clearly. Clarity will come through when we do this. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to keep going with all of this energy and all of this September. We have a lot of positive here that we can tap into no matter what's going on with you or whatever's happening around you. So I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we've been talking about the September energy, the new moon energy. We're going to keep going with the September energy. I also want to bring in a few more things that the angels have brought to my attention to share with you. And before I start that, let me check in with chat over here in YouTube. Hi, Kim made it. Hello, Kim. Good to see you. And thank you. She's on the west coast of Florida, so she's thinking of us. Thank you so much. We might, like, I don't even know if I could get to you, but Donna's saying, so is your sign a Cancer? You're saying just what a Cancer needs, more feelings. You're referring to the energy of Pisces full moon that's coming. Is that what you're talking about, Donna? So if you're a Cancer, yeah, if you have a sign in Cancer, that's a sensitive sign too, a water sign. Pisces is a sign that, but all of those signs connect us with our emotions and our feelings. And that also ties in with the heart chakra, which has been busting open for pretty much everybody, whether you wanted it to or not, to feel and be connected. Yeah, that's, she's saying, yes, I understand. I understand that. And you can tap into that. That actually will help you connect to some very powerful strengths in your intuition and your own connections to spirit. So that I love in a way. And sometimes we have to just adjust to the part of feeling. When we are feeling, not getting drowned by it or getting consumed by it, but being aware of it. Because actually, if you think about everything that we're going to be looking at with this Virgo energy, the Virgo is going to help us get structured, organized, grounded, be present. You're witnessing. So if you thought of your thoughts, like all these crazy thoughts that come and go out of our minds, right? You're like, how do you come up with all that? Well, you're witnessing them, their thoughts, their energy that come in and come out. And a lot of times we get lost in, we feel that that is our identity, that thought is us, their thoughts, even your own. You're witnessing those thoughts passing through. Think about it that way. It's kind of a witnessing of what's going on in there. That helps a lot with meditation, which is going to be very powerful to do when you're working to be grounded and be present, like we were talking about. Meditation helps you to be, just be, and you're just going to witness that stuff going through. And we don't become consumed by it. That's a very powerful technique to practice. So you're witnessing it as like you were a third party, so to speak, and it's just flowing through. And then we don't attach to it that way. Michael helps us cut the cords of what we are attaching to. And that's what'll trip people up sometimes. We're getting all caught and tied to them. Completely caught and tied to them. And then we're so caught up and tied to everything that we feel that we're taking everything that somebody else might do personally. And that's how it can affect you, especially for sensitive, highly sensitive people anyway, or an empathic person. But what, even just that word, that empathic word comes out a lot right now lately, but highly sensitive or being sensitive to life and to feel life, if your heart's opening up, we're all going to feel that. So does that make all of us that way? Maybe a little bit. And then the word feels watered down. But it's not a bad thing to feel. And it doesn't have to consume you. So if the practice of witnessing that, and this is beautiful. This is something from Michael. Michael has taught me that like you wouldn't believe. Because I was a super highly sensitive child. Yes. And I have grown to where, okay, yep, that I need to just witness that I see it. I have compassion. I care. And I find that I can stay more clear-headed and help people. I feel that I can help myself when I need to by not being attached to that. That's been a big breakthrough for me as an energy healer, because we consume and feel those energies going through, but I don't need to keep them. You see, you don't want to keep them. So all of these things kind of tie together, and it all starts to make sense, because we hear all these different things that we talk about and how we're trying to grow and what we're going through, the spiritual awakening symptoms, things like that. And then we realize everything's tied together. We are all connected. However, and it's not like we were trying to disconnect from everything, because we all are connected. But we can be connected in a positive way as well, not just all the other things that can happen. So Virgo helps us sort that out. Virgo energy helps us, okay, this I need to spend less time on. Remember that daily thing. This I need to spend more time on. This I need to add into my daily routine. You know, things like that. That's what you want to do with that. As we move into later into the month, like September 21st, Jupiter and Neptune kind of have a little bit of a meeting there at the end of the month. And Jupiter is an expansive energy. Neptune, more into your spiritual, you know, lifestyle. But the two together, you're expanding, and then you have the spiritual aspect of that, and you're reaching further out, and you come back with tidbits that you didn't know were out there for yourself. Awareness, new things, new truths, new discoveries you may find, you might discover, unveil, whatever, and you're going, oh, I never saw that before. Because that energy of Jupiter is expansive, it's like we shoot further. We go further out. We reach further. And then if you have Neptune involved, where that is a spiritual aspect, you're going deeper, further. It's an expansion of the consciousness to see that you can expand your awareness further and increase the consciousness of everyday life, of where you are, which raises your frequency, raises your vibration. You have the capability of understanding things at a deeper level. You have the capability of seeing a truth that you never discovered before. You have the ability to release a belief that was never anything that was helping anyway. You know, things like that. Because sometimes we just are, you know, headstrong with something we may have learned at a very young age that is so outdated now, it's just not doing anything, right? Things like that are going to be right in that third week of September. I thought that one was very interesting. I love that one. I was intrigued with that one, and I want to dive into that one a little bit more. That's what I'm going to do personally. Then you have, that's also where you have the equinox, okay? And we're going to be moving into like the fall. And now that's a big turning point, moving into a new season, new time of the year. And it's a shift of energy. It's like you're wrapping it up, you're bringing closure, you're starting to bring it to a calming, because once you get to the winter months, that's more of the rest time when you look at energies that way. And you know, that will end September with another new moon in Libra. And that one will be at the very end of the month on the 28th. So that's where we'll apply everything we learned into our life throughout the month, because we will have discovered some new things that we weren't aware of before. We will have made some decisions on where we want to go with life. We will have a new strength and trust in ourselves and our own capability to make choices and confidence. These are all big. And remember, Archangel Samuel said, you know, when it starts feeling scattered, ask me to show you one step at a time. That I truly want to remind you of again, because that is wonderful when you have a lot going on or a lot of outside stuff gets chaotic and it's trying to just throw everything all over the place. I'm going to be applying that for the next couple of days, I'm sure. And it helps so much because there's so many things to remember and do. So it's like, okay, let's just get a plan and structure and go. And then you just go down this checklist. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. I want to know if any of you have been experiencing or relate to anything that I've said so far. If you're over in the chat, let me know, because I want to know where you are. I want to know if clearing the clutter, changing the schedules, reflection has made a difference for you, because we've been hearing that message several times throughout the year, and I have done it. I've done it myself, and I've been noticing lots of improvements that I can make in different areas. I've applied them, and those, I'm talking personal life here, but it's more, you see these things that you didn't see before because you slowed down and you stopped and you became present and you're going over it. It's like quality assurance. Think about it. Quality assurance to make things matter. And, you know, is there time in your life to have time? Do you have time in your day for the things that matter, for the things that are going to matter later? Or are you so busy, you say, I just don't have time. I just don't have time to play with the kids, or I don't have time to do this or that. You know, things like that. You know, there's things in life you can't replace. And there's things in life you can, you know? So I encourage you to work with this energy and enjoy the process of working with Virgo energy as you start into this month. Because August, tomorrow is the new moon. That's the energy coming in. And that first couple of weeks will set you perfectly to go through the month of September, moving into the new season. And you'll feel like you've got this. You'll feel confident. You'll feel grounded. It'll feel peaceful. It's a harmonious activity. Harmony in action is the phrase I absolutely love for this. Harmony in action. It is an active month, but it is harmonious. And I want you guys to know that this is a refreshing energy after a lot of the upheaval energy that we have felt through the year, because, you know, a lot of it can feel just like I'm worn out from all my spiritual awakening. I know we had all this stuff going on in the physical world, and then we have that going on, and you can just really feel like, whoa, I could use a break. Well, this is a different kind of, it's kind of a break from chaotic feeling, but it's not a break. You will feel like you're being very productive and getting organized, and it's making sense. It's like, oh, okay, I can sit down and get this cleaned up, and I know where I'm sitting here, and I know where I'm at. And it's like, wow, you know, and you'll find all these discoveries about you. You'll find these things that you've learned and then integrated into your life. And then moving into October, you'll be on the new path. You'll be on a new way of life. So we have, let's see, we have Kim saying, yes, I have made some extreme changes this year, but I need to have more of a plan with these changes to feel more harmony like you're talking about. You're on a good you're on a good path there, Kim. You absolutely are, because just starting it and getting it going is absolutely the way you want to go with that. Donna's saying so much is happening, but I know it will all work out, even the stuff I don't understand. Yeah, remember, work with Shamuel, Donna. Absolutely. Ask for that one step at a time so you can feel a little bit more like it's almost like, oh, okay, I comprehend that one. I comprehend that better. Okay, I see the bigger picture better now. I really think that's going to help you a lot. Kim, Virgo energy is going to be great for you. Absolutely. Actually, anybody that is going through lots of changes and lots of things going on, you're going to want to do that. I'm still doing it. I do this all the time, guys, but I'm still going to apply it. When you're out there in the world and it feels like it's just chaotic, because there's a lot of that out there, remember, bring yourself back in, ground, be present. Remember, when you shield up, you're keeping your good stuff in, not necessarily assuming that all of them are bad. I find that my shields are much more powerful if it's like, putting my shield up to keep my good feelings in and not be affected by where somebody else might be in their journey, because they're on their journey. It's nothing to do with my journey. So I hope that makes sense to you. I hope I will be here next week. So that's my plan. Okay. You will know if you're on my newsletter or you're in the Angel Retreat, I will do my best to let you know. I can at least get into that with my phone, but I'm going to go get ready for a hurricane now. We have a Cat 3 headed our way, so I'm going to go put some hurricane shutters up. I love you guys, and I hope to see you next week. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.